Buddy, this is Cold Steel. I lost my other twat episode I made with, and it had music and everything, but, this one probably won't. I don't know if I want to turn on my other computer yet. Anyways, I saw that I was on the calendar for this month, and I had no idea what I should do it on. But I was listening to some old episodes of Security Now, and I heard them talking about Smoothwall. So I decided to try it out. I've been wanting to try it out for a while, but I just haven't done it. That was back in the day when I was on dial-up. But yeah, well, before I go on, I should say what Smoothwall is. Smoothwall is a hardened Linux-based firewall. It uses IP tables and IP chains. It also has an IDS using Snort. And the other cool thing about it is that it has Squid, which is a caching proxy, which should make your browsing faster. I asked my sister, and she said that she has noticed a significant increase in her speed while she was surfing. But yeah, Smoothwall also has a web-based front end to allow easy configuration, but it isn't limited to the web-based front end. It also has this concept of four different zones. It has a red one. The zones are all on different NICs, so network interface cards. Yeah, the red one is the WAN port, red because it's like dangerous because it's to the outside world and everything. And then you have a green one, and that's your LAN NIC, because it should be good, you know, after everything gets blocked out from the red one. And then it has an orange one, which is a DMZ port. You put your servers on that one. What the DMZ port is for is so you when you put all your servers on it, they're allowed full access to the internet, both incoming and outgoing. So it's, you don't have to configure the firewall to, you know, poke holes in it for like to allow port 80 access and everything. So obviously if you want a computer in a DMZ, you better have, you know, your own firewall on there or something with your own IP tables. But it also has this other card. It's not supported by default, but you can, there's a mod for it. And it's called the blue. It's like the blue one, and that's for wireless. And for that one, you do need a supported wireless card, Linux-based wireless card. And then you need to like do something like add a different kernel. I mean, you know, recompile a new kernel for it and everything. I don't know. I might be interested in that. I might check it out and everything. Anyways, since you guys now know what Smoothwall is, you know, now that that's all cleared up, I'll tell you what I did. I grabbed my first computer that I ever had, and it was my AMD K6 233 megahertz. I managed to find a huge hard drive. It was a whole 1 gig. And I put 256 megs of RAM in it, and I installed it. The install was so hard. You needed to know, like, how many IRQs and everything there was. It was so annoying. No, just kidding. It was actually so easy. All it asked me for was the IP of the Green NIC, which is the LAN one, and the language that it is, obviously. And then I think it rebooted. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But, yeah, so in about 30 minutes, I had a IDS, and I had a firewall and everything. So basically, I had a really nice firewall. So I pointed my browser of my other computer to the IP of the green card, which is the LAN one, and on port 81, because, you know, it doesn't run on standard ports, because, you know, that's bad. Yeah, and I did some basic configuration, and then I started Snort and SSH. SSH is on port 22, just in case you guys happen to do this, and you're not trying to SSH into port 20, or 22. Yeah, actually, it's on port 222. Yeah. Anyways. And I also set up static routing by MAC address. I was very happy with it. And I discovered some mods for Smoothwall. The mods are really cool. Since it is Linux, you can modify it to your needs. So there's a very active modding community. I was talking to Operator about it, and he said that I should put SnortSam on it, making it into a full-fledged IDS. This would be a very useful mod. You know, I don't think I can do it, because I don't know enough about Snort. So if anyone does, please contact me. One thing I might do by the end of this week is try to write or find some Snort rules to blacklist an IP of a person doing something like an Nmap scan. I want to block them out for like a half hour if they do like a certain Nmap scan or whatever. But once again, I don't know enough about Snort to do this. One of the mods that I did do tells me how much bandwidth each computer is using, both internal LAN bandwidth and outgoing incoming from the WAN. I also added graphs for the RAM usage. I did a lot more mods, but yeah, I don't remember them all. But I'll put in the links to the places I went to. Well, in all, I think Smoothwall has a lot to offer. The only thing I didn't like about my install was that it didn't have wget. So I had to SCP everything. I had to SCP everything to it. But I'm not complaining, because now I know how to use SCP. And I'm happy about that. Yeah. There are a lot of hardened firewall distros out there. Some of which are IPCOP, Clark Connect, Monowall. There's a lot more. I have no idea why I chose Smoothwall, but I like it, and I encourage the use of any Linux-based firewall, you know, Unix, whatever. Well, till next time, this has been Code Steel. The full show notes will be on my site, i-trash.org. Alright, bye. Oh yeah, I'm trying to write something in JavaScript. So if someone can contact me who knows JavaScript, it would be a really big help. Yeah, my email's on Twat's website. Alright, bye.